Good morning. Good to see you in worship this morning, the fourth Sunday in Lent. Rattlesnake bite. Is this something you go looking for or not? I would say not. Why not? For one reason, it is something that could kill you. The potential to get bit by a rattlesnake in our area is real. And so it's a good idea to be prepared just in case. For the potential to be bit is real even in our backyard or on a walking trail. Now, we're not here to talk about snake bites, but there is a connection to why we are here. So let's get to it. Let's turn our attention to our opening hymn. It's printed out for us, Crown Hymn with Many Crowns from Christian Worship number 341. For those joining us online, welcome. And the bulletin can be found on our website under the media link, as well as through the email that gets sent out to those on our email list each week. You can find the link to our Bible study there, together with our weekly news and the Bible study handout for today. God's blessings in our worship of Him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
Amen. O Lord, keep our ears attentive to your word and accept our words of thanks and praise.
We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. But we have disobeyed Him and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy.
Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against You and do not deserve to be called Your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to Your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are His own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to His will.
Amen. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Almighty God, we confess that we deserve to be punished for our evil deeds, but we ask you graciously to cleanse us from all sin and to comfort us with your salvation. For this fourth Sunday in Lent, our first reading comes to us from the book of Numbers, the 21st chapter, an illustration to remind us that sin comes with deadly consequences, and yet thankfully such can be overcome through Jesus. They traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom, but the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. The word of the Lord. We continue with our psalm for today, Psalm 38. By God's grace, through faith in Jesus. A reading, Ephesians chapter 2. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace, expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Please stand for the gospel reading. The Holy Gospel of St. John, the third chapter, pointing out the fact that Jesus is the way to eternal life. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in Him. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our next hymn. Please join with me in saying the gospel in a nutshell, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance from God our Father, who has provided that gospel in a nutshell. And thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to focus our attention today back on the words of Numbers. And so we hear once again these words from Numbers 21. When anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. And let us never forget how we have become God's own Thanks to the work of the Holy Spirit using the means of grace, the gospel in word and in sacrament. Trivia question, and there will be a spiritual connection to this trivia question. Who said, snakes? Why does it have to be snakes? People at home got a chance to Google it. Maybe you remember it. Not quite. Indiana Jones. Raiders of the Lost Ark. The 1980s. It's a long time ago. I had to Google it myself, you know, because I was young during that time. Did he have a fear of snakes? Yeah, he did. That's why when he was thrown into that pit looking for treasure, what is on the ground? Slithering snakes. Not a treat. Another trivia question from the Bible. Who were these words first told to? Sin is crouching at your door. God to Cain. Why? Cain was jealous. And God was able to read Cain's heart. And he knew that in his jealousy, he was going to do something foolish and deadly. And so he warned him. Sin is crouching at your door. And another connection then back to the Indiana Jones reference and why he was afraid of snakes, because what did he realize snakes could do, especially certain ones? Kill you. And when you're thrown into a pit of snakes, deadly snakes, the chances of getting bit are very high. For the children of Israel, at the edge of the earthly promised land, what did not have to happen? They did not have to get bit by snakes and die. A good number of them. We'll get into why, though, this did happen. And for us, every day inching closer to that heavenly promised land, what does not have to keep us from getting there? Sin with its deadly venom. We explore these thoughts further thanks to the words of our text from the book of Numbers. Another valuable lesson, which can be summed up by saying, this bite doesn't have to be deadly. The reason why it does not have to be deadly is look to Jesus when bit. And furthermore, look to Jesus to avoid the bite. What's the bite? Sin and its consequences. Look to Jesus when bit. That's the overall lesson that we learn from our text. Consider the children of Israel. As we recall the words of our text, what sin jumps out to you? What sin were they guilty of which caused God to act in the way that He did to His chosen people? Was it ingratitude? Was it short-sightedness? Was it their dissing God? How about all the above? This is the generation after the previous generation passed away. This is the generation now they too fall into the same trap as their forefathers. Why did you take us out this way? We have a detour in order to get into the promised land, and all of a sudden they get frustrated and impatient. Lord, this same food, this same drink, this same sand. Lord, we're tired of it. Can't you give us anything good? What hadn't he given to them? Including what they were about to receive. A land which they did not inherit. A land that they would win over not by their own might, but by God's might. Think about it too. They had food to eat in the desert. God provided water for them in the desert. Their shoes did not wear out for 40 years, nor their clothing. And God never left them. And yet, they had the nerve to diss God. To say, "You never." And so how did God respond? And why? Well, God, out of love, responded with what to us seems as a harsh consequence, but it got the point. Sin, any sin, comes with deadly consequences. And the snakes got their attention. As people were bit by these snakes, and many of them died. And what did that lead to? A crying out to the Lord, "Lord, we are sorry we have sinned. Save us." And what did God say? "I'll think about it." No, he had in mind all the time with the goal that they would come to repentance and that he would spare them from further harm. And so he had Moses made this bronze snake. And it wasn't that bronze statue itself that saved the people, right? It was what it promised. And so when people got bit until the snakes were gone, they could look to that snake and know that there was healing because God said there would be. Another miracle by God's grace to his people. So what's the lesson for us? Because these words are very applicable to us. What is the sin that bites you? Is it the sin of ingratitude? Short-sightedness in and of itself doesn't have to be sin, but it can be. Have you ever dissed God? Thinking, "God, where are you in my life? You don't give me anything good. My physical health, I struggle with it. Where are you, Lord? I'm faithful to you, Lord. Why do I have to struggle?" Well, is good physical health a sign, the only sign of God's love and tenderness and care for you? For us? What doesn't God provide for us? And the fact that shoes do wear out and clothes do wear out and body parts do wear out, is that a sign of a lack of love from God? Or the consequences of sin in this world? And that too God has given a remedy for. When sin bites us, and it bites us every day, does it not? The Lord doesn't tell us to look to a statue In fact, that statue got destroyed because the people had turned it into an idol. So King Hezekiah got rid of it. And think too, if the Lord did tell us to look at a statue, what we would end up doing with it. So he reminds us to look at the promise which was valid for the people then and is still valid for us today. The promise rooted in the cross that Jesus would die on, and he has died on, as the season of Lent reminds us of. He did that so that we would have the remedy for sin's bite. So look to Jesus when bit, when that sin jumps out at you, grabs you. Pray the Holy Spirit leads you back to Jesus. But yet when we're in the throes of sin, it's difficult to ask the Holy Spirit, because we're not mindful of Him at that time, to take us back to Jesus. So pray now that when you do get bit by sin hard, that a friend, a family member, a church member will reach out to you and not literally but figuratively shake you from that sin, point you back to the cross where Jesus paid for that sin, so that it would not have a deadly consequence for you, because the one who sins is the one who will die if not repentant of that sin. It's serious. But that bite doesn't have to be deadly. Look to Jesus when bit. Look to His cross and the forgiveness won for you and for all. Because God so loved the world, He did give His one and only Son that we might be saved through faith in Him. In a long life's way, look to and continue to look to Jesus to avoid the bite in the first place. God, help us recognize what sin is in our life. God, help us hold to Your promises. How often throughout the Scriptures are we encouraged to hold fast to the Word of God? Because God knows what we need. God knows what we have to face day in and day out. Sin and temptation. Thanks to the sinful flesh that we have that doesn't stop. It's a good swimmer. And the sinful, unbelieving world and everything it does to throw at us, to trip us up in our faith, along with Satan himself, the great deceiver. God knows what we have to face, and so then He reminds us, hold fast to His Word, to His promises. Those are not empty promises. When He promises that I am with you always, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. I am your refuge and your strength and ever-present help in trouble. And when in trouble, do you ask the Lord to help you hold fast to His promises? If not, why not? God wants us to ask. Ask Him. God, help me hold fast to Your promises to help me recognize what is sin for me and the deadly consequences of sin. Help me hold fast to Your promises of life and salvation rooted in the forgiveness that You have won for me. God, help us focus in on the bigger picture. Unlike the children of Israel, and we too often, who are short-sighted and only looking at the here and now and forgetting the here and hereafter. I mean, the children of Israel had the earthly promised land ahead of them and all that came with the fulfilled promise of the Savior. You and I, we have the heavenly promised land to look forward to and all that comes with it. Why jeopardize that for some temporary so-called fun connected to sin? Because sin does come with deadly consequences. But they can be avoided thanks to Jesus. So, dear friends, continue to hold fast to the Word of God. Hold fast to his promises, which are not empty promises. And be smart with his word. As we're doing now, time change or not, we take the opportunity to be in the word, to listen to God's word, to his instruction for us, because we realize, as his children, he knows what is best for us. He sees the snakes that are out there in the distance waiting to bite us. And so he says, be alert. Watch out for false doctrine. Watch out for that deceiving person. Read the book of Proverbs again. Solomon has some wise words to his teenagers. The world comes across as being so wise, and yet its wisdom is deadly. Be smart. Recognize that the power we need to recognize sin and to resist it and to stay on track with Jesus comes from God through his word. His word is powerful. His word is what gives baptism its power. His word is what gives the body and blood its power. Be smart. Stay connected to the word. God has given us his word, and so we then are equipped to handle the bite when it comes, or to even avoid the bite in the first place. So continue to take advantage of opportunities to be in the word, to practice the word. Jesus says, not only listen to the word, but do what it says. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and put it into practice. God wasn't just taking up air by saying those words. He knew what those words mean for us day in and day out. And then go and share that word. Because as we said earlier, people caught up in the throes of sin, in the snake pit, may not see the danger right in front of them. Maybe they don't recognize the colors of the snake and think, oh, that's a harmless one versus a deadly one. Help them see the dangers as you are able to. That's Matthew 18. That's Galatians 5. Be like that EMT that checks the medical bag and the vehicle to make sure all the equipment is there and working. So when out on a call, they have what they need. God has given us what we need. He has filled us with what we need, his word and sacrament, to go out and be ready. Because, again, we may not be certain or know in advance what is going to harm us, but God does. And so he's equipped us to deal with it. Look to Jesus when bit, and look to Jesus to avoid the bite, because that bite doesn't have to be deadly. Not just certain snake bites, but other poisons out there can be deadly as well. But there is none. There are none deadlier than sin. At times we don't recognize it while committing it, because of our human desire kicks in. How important it is then to drown our old Adam daily by contrition and repentance. To stay alert. And give thanks to God for Jesus. Because it is through him and because of him that bite doesn't have to be deadly. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And help us avoid the snake bite in the first place. Amen. Let's confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. God be praised for the faithful support that he provides through you so that we can continue the ministry here, operating our church and school for the sake of not only growing up in the faith, but also sharing the faith that we have been given. And not just locally, but globally, as we do that through our congregation mission offerings. So we give thanks to God for you. We pray the prayer of the church. Heavenly Father, because of our sins, we justly deserve to suffer both your curse during our time on earth and your condemnation eternally in hell. For his sake, you have forgiven our sins and cleansed us from all unrighteousness. Mercifully provide whatever each of us may need for body and life. Protect us and those we love from all harm and danger. Maintain good government among us and bless all those in authority with wisdom and integrity. Comfort the persecuted, the depressed, the sick, and the dying with the assurance that nothing can separate us from your love. O Lord of heaven and earth and sea, to you all praise and glory be. How can we thank you properly who gives us all? Dear Lord, from you we all derive our life, our gifts, our power to give. Oh, may we ever with you live who gives us all. Lord, as physician of body and soul, we commend to your care for physical healing those receiving medical attention at this time. Betty Arnie, Hilma Wolcott, Steve Ennis's sister Susan, Pastor Gross, Dad Don, bring healing to their bodies as you will. Above all, keep them and their families centered on the rest you are able to provide for their souls. Continue to watch over those among us celebrating a birthday this week. And for those celebrating a wedding anniversary, help them see each other as a blessing to the other, and you the source of every good and perfect gift. We commit to your care our bodies and souls in all things.
Who has taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord God, our Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Morning again. Just a reminder, 1 Corinthians is our Bible study topic for today, taking a look specifically today at what is foolishness. Other opportunities to be in the Bible are listed in the weekly news or also on our website or in the back of the bulletin. Please see what is taking place and how to connect with those study opportunities. See the weekly news for other information regarding what is going on at the church and school this week and next. You can also find out what's going on with the school on our website. You can look at their main page that comes out each week. And then just a reminder, the Connect 4050s is reconnecting after the late service today, working on moving forward as we continue to move forward as a society, thankfully. And at this time, We'll watch our Wells connection.
Hi, I'm Wells President Mark Schrader. Did you know that the oldest Lutheran high school in the United States is Luther Preparatory School in Watertown, Wisconsin? But, of course, it's more than just a high school. Luther Prep has a mission of encouraging and preparing the next generation of Wells pastors, teachers, and staff ministers for 155 years and counting.
At first glance, Luther Prep looks much like any top-tier high school, with quality instruction, state-of-the-art classrooms, and a full slate of extracurriculars.
Right now, I'm an RA in the dorms during study hall. I'm in the fall play. I'm playing football. I'm in the prep singers. I mean, I'm able to do all of that at the same time while also being around Jesus.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
It's the connection to Jesus that sets this school apart. Because LPS is designed to be a key step in a lifetime of service to God's people. A mission that's been unchanged for 155 years.
And I think that's what makes our synod special, because you see a consistency there and you see the same faith and you see the same passion for the gospel.
Because the students here come from all over the country, and the world. Most live in dormitories on campus. That might seem like a hardship, but it actually fosters maturity and builds even stronger ties between parents and children.
You will actually feel that you are closer to your child after the prep experience and closer to your child for the rest of his or her life.
My faith has grown so much that I can have these higher level conversations with them about like God and thoughts that I'm having.
Living on campus also builds deeper friendships with like-minded young people who encourage each other in their Christian faith.
It's a truly incredible experience. You'll see not only your faith growing, you'll be able to see the faith within your friends growing too, which is an incredible thing to witness.
It just makes it so much easier to be away, and like then you don't even realize that you're gone, and it's just, this becomes the home basically.
Previously, their place of worship had of course been their primary.
In a world that seems especially unstable this school year, it's comforting to know that the next generation of pastors, teachers, and staff ministers are as committed as ever to bringing the gospel of Christ to a world in need.
They realize there are a lot of things going on in the world right now that show even greater the need that we have for a Savior.
That need for people to go proclaim the Christ publicly in the classroom and from the pulpit will always be there, and it's just very evident today.
Currently, students at Luther Prep come from 25 states and 6 countries. Diversity that adds to our strength as we reach out in Jesus' name to people across cultures and around the world.
With more than 400 students, Luther Prep's enrollment remains strong, preparing the new generation of faithful leadership for our congregations and schools.
Thank you.